There's a very wise being called Shantideva who has his own version of the Kuan Yin pledge. He was a wise being, and he said that the minute he separated himself from the most evil acts of humanity, he was in an illusionary state. Because the reality is that there's a... there's a universal field in which we all participate. And the impression that we're separate from each other is an illusion. They teach. The book, The Voice of Silence, says one has to overcome the great dire heresy of separateness. So if one takes this pledge and the lights start shining, one will become aware of aspects of oneself that one wasn't aware of perhaps before, that will be perceived as obscurations, things that are getting in the way of the light, of compassion, of one's finer feelings. But as these things come to light, it's said, if one's taken such a pledge, one is not horrified by these things at all. Why? Because they're part of the human condition. They're not unique to oneself. So one way of handling it all, as it starts coming to light, is to see it. The obscurations and the pettinesses and the angers and the hatreds and the jealousies and the, all that stuff that's going to come up. To see that as one's share in the human condition. And to insert one's own suffering, which that is, into the suffering of the whole. And if one's taken such a pledge, then there's a continual desire to overcome these obstacles one discovers within oneself, so that by overcoming them, one is in a position to help others to overcome them. By saying to someone who's dealing with something that one may have overcome, one can say, you can overcome that. I did. You can too. You're no different from me. And that way, way before one's anywhere near enlightenment, one can start being of help to others by being authentic, by admitting that one has all the frailties that everybody else does, but that there's hope. So if a person takes this vow and starts experiencing these effects, one might encounter a book, I would recommend a book like The Voice of the Silence. It's a book written by Madame Blavatsky. It's one of the last things she wrote. It's a translation of some fragments from a manuscript that goes back before recorded history. It's basically a series of instructions for people trying to fulfill the Kuan Yin pledge or some similar pledge. How to deal with what comes up. And it says in that book that to live to benefit mankind is the first step. To live to benefit mankind is the first step. Which is rather like taking the Kuan Yin pledge. You know, okay, I'm going to live to benefit mankind. I'm not going to live to benefit little old me in the little old world. To take such a pledge is to set aside the valuations of the world and not be guided by them. It says in this book that to live to benefit mankind is the first step, and to practice the seven glorious virtues is the second. We're not going to go into the seven glorious virtues, but they're not what you heard about in Sunday school. They're not something to believe in. They're the things that Gandhi said when he said you can only go so far without taking vows. That has to do with the virtues. And one of the most important of the virtues for someone who's taken this vow, which is in effect to take on oneself, to transform, it's a vow to transform oneself in the direction of compassion. And one of the virtues a person has to cultivate is patience. And patience is very difficult. Patience with oneself. It's said that if a person takes such a vow, if they're wise, they will allow for failure and they will allow for forgetfulness. If you take this vow, you realize right away you're blowing it. Every day you're not being compassionate. You're angry, you're hostile, you're jealous, you're envious, you know. And that's going to happen. It's going to happen and happen, and a person has to keep working with it. And this requires great patience with oneself and with other people. You know, one's going to fail, and one may forget that one took such a vow. Which is why it's said that one has to renew it. Maybe every day. Remember every day. Oh yes, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm basing my life around. This is what I want to be held accountable for. One of the teachers said, he who does the best he can and knows how does enough for us. Best one can and knows how. So patience is very important. It's said that our enemies and our fears, if we're not conscious of them, we will become conscious of them as if we take such a vow in sincerity. We'll become aware of fears and we'll become aware of quote-unquote enemies. And it's said that our fears and our enemies exist in our minds, which is worthy of contemplation. And since they exist in our minds, they tend to engender hostility and anger. But the wise teach that hostility and anger don't have any power in themselves. They only have power if we give it to them. So if we can overcome our hostility and anger, our fears and enemies will disappear, because they only exist in our minds.